The end. Marvin Redpost put down his pencil. He was the first one done. He took his report to Mrs. North. Mrs. North looked at it. "I can't read this," she said. He had to copy it over. "Neither this time, Marvin," said Mrs. North. Marvin frowned. He was in the third grade. His class had been learning cursive writing. "It's because I'm left-handed," Marvin complained. "It's impossible to write neatly when you're left-handed. Everything is backwards."
"I'm left-handed," said Mrs. North.
"Oh," said Marvin.
"We're lucky to be left-handed," said Mrs. North. "It means we have royal blood."
She smiled at him.
"You'd write neater if you slowed down," she said. "It isn't a race."
He returned to his seat. He picked up his pencil and wrote as fast as he could. He had to write twice as fast this time, just to catch up with everyone else. He had to write a report on something he read in Current Events. Current Events was a newspaper for children. This is what Marvin wrote. "The King of Shampoon is looking for his lost son. The son's name is Prince Robert. Prince Robert was kidnapped the day he was born. That was 9 years ago. Prince Robert is 9 years old. He has red hair and blue eyes. Unless he's dead. The king is going all around the world looking for his lost son. He hopes he isn't dead. So do I. This week, the king is in Washington, D.C. The end. Marvin finished writing just as the bell rang for recess. He gave his report to Mrs. North. Then ran outside to play wall ball. Marvin was 9 years old. He had red hair. He had blue eyes. He lived in a small town, not too far from Washington, D.C. Marvin had two best friends, Stuart Albright and Nick Tuffle. After school, they all went to Stuart's house.
"Put your dog outside," said Nick.
Nick was brave. He once rode his bike full speed down Suicide Hill. But he was afraid of Fluffy, Stuart's little white dog.
Marvin petted Fluffy.
"Careful, he's going to bite you," said Nick.
Fluffy growled at Nick.
"He's a good dog," said Marvin.
Fluffy licked Marvin's fingers. Stuart put Fluffy outside.
"Where'd you get that stupid dog?" asked Nick.
"Fluffy's not stupid," said Stuart.
"He is too," said Nick. "He looks like a rat that ran through a cotton candy machine."
"We got him at the pound," said Stuart. "I picked him out myself."
"Well, you picked the wrong dog," said Nick.
"I did not."
"Did too."
Marvin was afraid they'd get into a fight. Nick and Stuart were always getting into fights.
"I think my parents picked the wrong baby," Marvin said.
"Huh?" asked Nick.
"What?" said Stuart.
"At the hospital," said Marvin. "They took the wrong baby home. They're not really my parents." He had been thinking about this all day. He didn't really believe it. He just wanted to keep his best friends from fighting.
"I was kidnapped the day I was born," said Marvin.
"You're Prince Robert!" exclaimed Stuart.
Stuart was smart. It sometimes amazed Marvin how quickly he caught on to things.
"Say what?" asked Nick.
"Marvin's parents are really the King and Queen of Shampoon," Stuart explained.
"Wait a second," said Nick. "Mr. and Mrs. Redpost? No way."
"No," said Stuart. "Don't you remember what we read in Current Events? The prince was kidnapped at birth."
"So?" said Nick.
"So, Marvin is really Prince Robert," said Stuart.
"Say what?" said Nick.
"I have red hair and blue eyes," said Marvin. "Everyone else in my family has brown hair and brown eyes, and I'm left-handed. That means I have royal blood."
"Wait a second," said Nick. "If your parents are the King and Queen of Shampoon, then how did you end up in the hospital here?"
Marvin thought a moment. He hadn't figured that part out.
"Simple," said Stuart. "The kidnappers had to hide the baby somewhere. Well, what better place to hide a baby than with a bunch of other babies in a hospital?"
"That's right," said Marvin.
"Or," said Stuart, "maybe your parents didn't get you at the hospital. Maybe you're adopted. They just haven't told you.
I bet you that's it, said Nick. The kidnappers left you in a garbage bin. Then a policeman found you and took you to an orphanage. And then Mr. and Mrs. Redpost adopted you.
Or else, Stuart whispered, Mr. and Mrs. Redpost might be the kidnappers.
You'll get to live in a castle, said Nick, and you'll have 100 servants. You'll never have to make your bed again.
Marvin shrugged.
You'll have so much money, said Nick. You could buy anything you want. You walk into a store, you see something you want, you just buy it. You could buy a car.
Marvin laughed.
I'm too young to drive, he said.
Duh, said Nick. No one's going to give the prince a ticket.
You can do anything. Darn, I wish I had red hair and blue eyes. You're so lucky, Marvin. Man, some people have all the luck.
I'm not lucky, Marvin reminded him. I was unlucky to be kidnapped.
We just have to figure out a way to tell the king, said Stuart.
And you can't let your parents know. If they're the kidnappers, they'll kill you for sure.